Are you tired of going through life just surviving? Along my journey in life, I too have felt this way and stumbled on some universal keys that unlocked my untapped potential. Follow me as I delve into the secrets that have helped myself and other successful individuals stop surviving and begin thriving in this life and helping them unleash the legend that is within. This is the Legend of You podcast, and this is your host, Mr. Tenacity. Welcome back to another episode of The Legend of You, and today I'm super pumped. I'm stoked about this episode. You know, I was actually listening to a post that was this guy ranting about rich people and how, you know, he was upset about his position in life, right? And he felt that he should have more. And here's the thing. You know, growing up, I had a mother who was addicted to crack cocaine. And my entire life, I thought that, not my entire life, let me take a step back. For much of my life, much of my childhood and even early into my young adulthood, I believed that I could be nothing more than what I saw around me as a child, right? And that was drugs, that was violence, that was, you know, just the status quo, not excelling or exceeding in life. And I believed that lie, okay? It was not until later in my life that I realized that if I wanted more, I had to do more. I had to be more. I had to become the driver of my life and stop making excuses for why I didn't have something and begin to make a way to go get it. You see, it's very easy to point the finger. And every time you do, there's about three fingers pointing right back at you. We are responsible for our own lives. There are tons of people all over the world that are in really, really bad positions, right? And I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. If you think that you are behind the eight ball, you probably are. You probably are. But you know what I love more than anything else is a good comeback story. Someone who wouldn't take that for an answer, right? That knew that there was something great on the inside of them and decided, no, this is not going to be my lot in life. I will not accept this. I'm going to do something different. I'm going to break the cycle. And see, here's the thing. If anybody that is listening to this has heard of The Power of One More, yeah, it's a book by Ed Milet, and it's a beautiful book. It's a powerful book. But, you know, the whole premise is that you're the one, right? And whenever you look at a wealthy family or, you know, someone who has success, someone along their family tree decided to be the one. You're not just born successful. You're not just born, well-to-do, right? Someone had to make the decision to go after it, to be hungry, to do whatever it takes to be successful, to fight the powers that be and to break the cycles that they were born into. See, I was born into alcoholism, into drug abuse, and into violence. And for many years of my life, I replicated that same horrible, fucked up cycle. It was not until I took control of my life, I took responsibility of what my tomorrow was going to look like by, one, releasing the past, but then making the next right decision. Look, let me tell you something. We can't change what's happened yesterday, a year ago, 10 years ago. It's done. It's in the books. You can't fix what your parents might have done to you. You can't. No matter how crazy that might have been, no matter how hard that life had been, you have to let it go. You have to learn from those mistakes, learn from the pitfalls that cycle produced. And then you have to apply those lessons into your today to forge a marvelous tomorrow. But you have to do it. You know, as I got older, I ran into some very successful people that had some really bad backgrounds. And so when I was younger, I used to think that everybody that had money was, you know, spoon fed. They, you know, their parents were rich, like, you know, it had to have been given to them. They didn't work for it. Yada, yada, yada. List goes on. But I have ran into more self-made millionaires than I have people that were just born into it. That's the truth, guys. Like, it's easy to sit here and say, oh, yeah, it was easy for them. That's a good cop-out for you to stay right where you are and have exactly not shit. But you're going to get exactly that if you do nothing. Here's the thing. Doing nothing has a greater consequence. A greater consequence than moving forward and making some mistakes. You know, I talked about it in my last episode about, you know, overcoming fear and really just being okay with taking action, being an action taker, because that's what cures fears. And a lot of times we say that we hate the cycle that we're in and the poverty that we're in or the relationships that we're in, whatever the gnarly ass situation that you found yourself in, and you're sitting here listening to this and you're like, well, you just don't know my situation. Here's what I can tell you, though. I don't know. You're right. I don't know your situation. Yours could be way worse than what I faced growing up with in a drug house. My mom OD'd. I have three special need kids. I've been off a roof in Iraq, and I've been hit by two motorcycles. Or not motorcycles. Hit by two cars while I was on my motorcycle. And that's my head's all scrambled. But listen to what I'm saying to you. Your life might, you know, be way worse. But here's the thing. You were built for it, first of all. That's your story. It's your fight. We all have one, right? And it's your job to break the cycle. It's your job to make sure that your kids and their kids don't go through the same mistakes, the same crazy that you've been faced with. We can point the finger or we can make a way. What it boils down to doing is being the solution, right? Deciding that you are going to be solutionary. Here's a crazy, you know, aspect of the human brain. We have anywhere between, I want to say like 50 to 80,000 thoughts a day. Don't quote me, but it's somewhere up there, right? I think experts say at the top end, it's like 80 or 90,000 thoughts a day. You know, as a kid, I was like told, you got to manage your thoughts, but it's impossible. 90,000 is impossible. What ends up happening though, have you ever seen a picture frame on the wall? What happens when you see that picture? You don't really take note of the picture frame right away. You take note of what's inside of the frame. What happens is when we have, you know, positive and negative thoughts, depending on how you're wired, we're all wired to be a little bit negative. It's just our human minds, because it's the survival instinct, right? We want to find what could hurt us. So we delve through all the stuff that might, you know, have this negative effect on us. So automatically we begin to frame. Right? Just like I was saying with that picture on the wall, we have this frame around the things that we focus on the thoughts, right? And it draws our focus. So we might be having 90,000 thoughts a day, but you might only be focusing on 5,000 to 10,000 of those. And if you're framing all the negative, if you're framing all the I can'ts, if you're framing, well, I came from here, then that's exactly what you're going to focus on. And whatever we focus on is what we begin to attract in our lives. If you focus on good things, you're going to have good things. If you focus on great relationships and being financially free and, you know, being happy and waking up with purpose, guess what you're going to begin to attract and draw into your life? Those things. But in that same breath, if our focus is on what you can't do, like I just said, and all the bad things in life, then that's exactly what you're going to attract in your life. Not opportunity, right? Not success. And what ends up happening is we don't take action because all we can see is the negative. So we do nothing, right? And then 30 years goes by, 40 years goes by, and we're bitter and we're angry and we're like, well, I could have done it better than this guy. And, you know, in my life, I have ran into more older gentlemen that were extremely talented. And they would tell me, man, you know, I had this idea and that idea and I could have done this and I would have done it like this. But they were too scared. They were too focused on all the bad in their life to put any action into those ideas, into those things that could have brought them so much wealth and so much freedom in their lives. You see, we have to begin to frame the right things. So that way our focus is on the right things. And that way we get the results that we really want in our lives. You all can have the life that you want. But we have to take action. We can't make excuses. We can't say, oh, well, you know, life's just unfair, right? And throw up our arms and quit. Well, then you know what? You're going to get exactly that. Nothing. Nothing. You get nothing. And you know what? You deserve nothing. You deserve what you're willing to go out and get. And that was a hard pill for me to swallow. That was a hard pill because I had been brought up with nothing, with poverty. My house was raided when I was 14 years old. I was sent to a what's supposed to be a safe place with other family members, and they did nothing but abuse me. So trust me, when someone says, oh, you know, this is just the way life is, I thought like that for so long, and it got me nothing, guys. It got me nothing. But the moment I took responsibility of my life, the moment I said, I'm responsible, and I began to take action every single day and being intentional with my life, which is going to be an episode I probably do next, but being intentional with my life, taking back each second, I began to see a shift in my life. A positive shift, guys, like super positive. Things began to happen for me. And it's amazing how much we can actually attain in this life just by how we frame our thoughts, by where we place our focus, and what we allow to have power in our life. Here's the thing, right? If you give the legs to your past, they're always going to run you. Always. Conversely, if you are a right now and tomorrow thinker and you are constantly, acting on your dreams and you give those legs, that's what's going to run your life. You begin to drive in the direction that you really want. And here's what I wanted to say more than anything. You get what you want. You do what you want. I don't care what you could say. Well, I don't want to be in a relationship with this guy that abuses me. But if you stay there, if you don't do anything, then you are actually doing what you want. We don't do what we don't want to do. I promise you. I would say for years, I'm going to quit drinking. I'm going to quit drinking. I'm going to quit drinking. I didn't want to quit drinking. I said I did, but they were just words. Your words don't matter, man. Only your actions. What we do, what we put legs in life to, that's what matters. So you can make all the excuses. You can point the fingers. You can say, hey, I was born into a rough life. And again, you probably were. I'm not sitting here arguing with that. Like, I get it, man. I've been there. But it doesn't mean you have to stay there. So I urge every single one of you guys and gals that are listening to this podcast to begin to really focus on what you're thinking. Begin to frame the good things and the positive things and the things that you know you can do. Begin to take action on your dreams. Stop just saying that you're going to do something and start doing something. Talk is cheap. Action matters. And do it every single day. Don't just do it once or twice or for a month or 2 months. You do it until you get the results that you want. Be tenacious and you will have the life that you could only have dreamed of up until that point. I promise you, you're going to get it, man. It'll no longer be a dream. It'll become a reality if you begin to frame the right things, focus on the right things, and then take action. Put legs to your future, to your dreams. Let me tell you something. Each and every single one of you are special. And you could be whatever you want to be. You can have whatever you want. But you have to be the one that goes and gets it. You have to lay down the excuses. You have to be intentional with your life. And you have to put your focus on the life that you really want and never, never quit. Hey, until next time, this is Mr. Tenacity. Go kill it.